You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. Once upon a time, in a simpler time, when moving players was a little less complicated, the baseball winter meetings was the staging area for trades. Lots of trades. Lots of multiplayer trades. That day, though, is largely past. There has never been a trade since like the one at the 1990 winter meetings held in Chicago. The Toronto Blue Jays and San Diego Padres engineered a deal that proved worthy of the Hall of Fame. The Jays traded first baseman Fred McGriff and all-star shortstop Tony Fernandez to San Diego for second baseman and future Hall of Famer Roberto Alomar and outfielder and future World Series hero Joe Carter. Our guest was the general manager of the San Diego Padres, who shook hands on the deal with Toronto general manager Pat Gillick, another Hall of Famer. We welcome to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball, Joe McElvain. Joe, thanks so much for being with me. Who would imagine that a sixth-round draft choice in the 1969 draft, who would become a hard-throwing right-handed pitcher in the Detroit Tigers system, would make such a splash? That would be you.
Well, it's all a day's work sometimes. You know, that deal fell in place very quickly. I had just gone to the Padres as the new GM there, and when I surveyed the ball club, the third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo, was finished. The shortstop, Gary Templeton, was just about on his last legs. We had Roberto at second, and Jack Clark had just been let go as the first baseman. So basically the only infielder I had was Roberto Alomar. And then I looked at the outfield. We had some young outfielders out there. Catcher was in good hands with Benito Santiago. But when Pat Gillick came to me and said, look, I need these two guys, and I will give you an all-star first baseman and an all-star shortstop, that got us to thinking. And we made that trade within 24 hours, which is very unusual. But it was about money even, and everything seemed to work for us. And it worked, of course, for them. They ended up winning World Series with them as well.
You and Gillick had talks previously the month before in November at the general manager's meetings, right? He approached you about Joe Carter.
Right. And then he later expanded that a little bit more, and it worked pretty good. In fact, he even wanted to go beyond that, but I said, well, let's just hold up with the four All-Stars. So that's where we ended up.
More than 25 years later, that trade still resonates, Joe, throughout the baseball industry. There's never been anything like it since.
Well, you know, it was one of those things where things just came together, you know, where I had what he needed and he had what I needed. And it just so happened that the four players were all stars, you know. And really, today, when you add up money part of it, sometimes deals like that aren't possible because of the sums of money that the players are making. But back then, when we added it all up, it was almost a wash financially. So it really was just one of those things that just came together and worked.
And that's pretty rare, that the money was not a consideration because the salaries matched almost evenly. And in your experience, that's quite unusual, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, generally, a team is trying to move somebody for financial reasons a lot of times, to balance their budget or to stay with under the cap, whatever it might be. And in this particular case, it was pretty much of a wash with the money, so you don't find that too often.
Let's talk about the players that were involved, starting with Roberto Alomar. He was only 22 at the time. He had made the All-Star team that year, and you acknowledged that he was the player with the most potential in this deal at the time of the deal.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we thought that, he's the guy that's probably going to be the best player when it's all said and done. But, at that time, he was 22 years old, and he was certainly a prodigy for his age, you know. But it was a question for us, I thought it was more difficult to come up with a shortstop, a quality shortstop, than it is a second baseman. And Roberto really didn't want to play shortstop. He wanted to stay at second. So I think that kind of actually made us push us a little bit more in that direction when you could get a Tony Fernandez, who, I had admired for a long time.
Joe Carter, who you also sent in the deal. This is a guy who was a lock for 100 RBIs every season. And then he and Alomar helped the Jays win two consecutive World Series, which I can't imagine what that must have been like for you watching that.
Well, you can't control things like that. You have to look at your end of it. I mean, Fred McGriff, for us, you know, hit 35 home runs for a couple of years and drove in close to 100 runs. You know, he was an all-star first baseman for us. And certainly Tony, when we had him, was, you know, quality shortstop. And after 2 years, then we were ordered to trade him by the ownership. So we had to move him after that. But, I didn't feel bad about our end of it. I mean, but for Pat's end of it, they were the missing pieces he needed to make that deal. It's kind of like in 86 when I was with the Mets. The deal that made the difference for us was when we got Gary Carter from the Expos. And that was really the missing piece that we needed. And in this case, in Pat's case, you know, these were the two pieces he needed to move on.
Yeah, the Blue Jays had two first basemen, McGriff and John Mayberry, and he needed an outfielder, and that outfielder was Joe Carter.
Yeah, it was John Olerud was his first baseman, not Mayberry.
Right, I'm sorry, John Olerud. Right.
Yeah, he was the young player coming up at that time, so he could replace him. But like I say, when I got there, Jack Clark was gone, the third baseman was gone, the shortstop was aging. You know, we just had to start all over.
McGriff won a National League home run title in San Diego before the team was torn down. He was later moved to Atlanta, where he also won a championship on the 1995 club. He's not in the Hall of Fame, but I join you, Joe, in thinking that he should be.
Yeah, he had 496 or 7 home runs in his career, and certainly hitting the middle of lineups wherever he went. And he was certainly he was a quiet type of guy, and I don't think he ever kind of got the recognition. He wasn't a self-promoter or anything like that. I don't think he ever kind of got the recognition he deserved. But, you know, he's one of the best first basemen in the last 20 or 30 years.
And Tony Fernandez, who you obtained, and you said you needed a shortstop because Gary Templeton was on the backside of his career. Fernandez was a 4-time Gold Glove winner at shortstop, later went to the Mets, and then back to Toronto where he won a World Series ring in 1993, but he brought a lot to your club.
Yeah, well, in 1992, the first four hitters in our lineup, the next year we were able to acquire Gary Sheffield, and they called them the four tops. We had Tony Fernandez leading off, Tony Gwynn hitting second, Gary Sheffield hitting third, and Fred McGriff hitting fourth.
And wow.
There wasn't a pitcher in the league that wanted to face those four guys.
Yeah, and what an incredible time. And off the deal, in 1991, the Padres improved by 9 wins.
Right, yeah, we did get better, you know, and unfortunately, at that time, the owners decided they wanted to tear down the team after that. And, you know, we were on the way to being a pretty good team. I felt we needed just a little bit more pitching, and I thought we could have been pennant contenders, but it didn't work that way.
Joe McElvain is with us as we look back on the last huge blockbuster trade at the baseball winter meetings. What could be larger than trading Fred McGriff and Tony Fernandez from Toronto to San Diego for Roberto Alomar and Joe Carter? Were you and Gillick able, there certainly wasn't the media scrutiny then that there is now, Joe, but were you able to keep it secret?
Oh, yeah. That was in fact, when we stepped to the microphone to announce the trade, Pat got up there and said, the Blue Jays have traded Fred McGriff. And there was a among the people there, and Tony Fernandez. And there was another for Joe Carter and Roberto Alomar. And there were two more. And then at the end, there was like a silence. And then everybody started to clap. You know, and I've never seen that before, because they realized quickly the magnitude of the trade. And it was just something that I guess was just so rare to have a trade involving players that were that good.
And the deal, as you said, came together pretty quickly because the money considerations had matched.
Right. And we had talked a little bit before about Carter. And I had asked him for McGriff even at the winter meeting at that time, rather, and ahead of that, after the World Series, I think we were talking at some point, and he said he couldn't do that. You know, he couldn't make it even. He couldn't trade Joe Carter even up for Fred McGriff. And so, okay, we just left it at that. And then we got back to it at the winter meeting, and then when we enlarged a little bit, it just seemed to work.
Who got the better of the deal, you think?
Well, they won two World Series. So, you know, on their end of it, obviously they did a great job with that. That was the missing pieces for them. But on our end of it, we were a better team for getting what we got, and but we weren't able to win anything. So obviously they did.
But had not ownership intervened and torn down the ball club and kept the four tops together, who knows how good the Padres may have been?
Well, that was the case. You know, we really, I felt, just needed another pitcher or so, and it just didn't work out that way that we were allowed to go get one. So it's, you know, a lot of your success or lack of success depends upon what you're allowed to do, you know.
And a support. You need a supportive ownership.
Yeah, you have financial parameters and whether or not you can build a championship team within the financial parameters that you're given.
And because of the way management tied, the ownership tied your hands, you decided to say adios to the San Diego Padres.
Well, I just felt like their primary objective wasn't winning. You know, mine was winning, and theirs, I think, was more, you know, making money. And then I can't blame them for that. It's their money. But at the same time, I had an opportunity then to go back to New York to the Mets where I felt, you know, the chances of winning were a little bit better there.
It's almost impossible, Joe, to imagine a trade like this trade going down today.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that, Ed, because there's so many more rules, too, you know, with pending free agents, and you've got one more year before you're a free agent, and the money that involves. You know, it's just the financial implications today are just so much greater than they were then. It's much more difficult to put together trades of this scale.
Boy, what a trade. Fred McGriff and Tony Fernandez for Roberto Alomar and Joe Carter. We may never see anything like that ever again. So that'll do it for Joe McElvain and myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride. And thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.